Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
More on Sinead a little bit later on in the programme, but I want to turn to something now that you know she would not have held back on. The government has been urged to ensure the state and the HSE act swiftly to implement the governance and clinical reforms needed to guarantee that all children have access to safe mental health services. A 140-page independent report into the child and adolescent mental health services found that the state spells out serious shortcomings. The state has left people in place where there are serious shortcomings in services around the country. Cross-party politicians last night said the recommendations made by Dr. Susan Finnerty, the Inspector of Mental Health Services, must be implemented and used as a catalyst for change. Joining me now for more on this is Professor Matt Sadler, consultant psychiatrist and chair of the IMO's Consultant Committee. Your reaction to the report, Matt Sadler?
We welcome the report. I mean, it's quite shocking, but unfortunately not particularly surprising, given the interim report results. We've been trying to highlight these deficits in the CAM service and in the psychiatric services in general for a long period of time. You know, it correctly identifies that the main problem at the moment, in our view, is the recruitment and retention of staff. And if you don't have staff in position, you can't deliver a service. And this is something that urgently needs to be addressed. We need to have a model where we design services that looks at, can this service recruit and retain staff? Because if you don't have staff, you don't provide a service. The shocking thing is that there are many, many, many unfilled posts within the service, which means that there are, you know, this is not necessarily a money issue in some regards, where there are salaries out there to be paid, but they just cannot find people who are willing to work in the service. As the report identifies, we need to maybe look at different models of delivering service. We have a service based on a 2006 model, and maybe it is time to have another look at the model that we deliver care. You know, I and our organisation has previously advocated that we look at the model that we've done for cancer care in this country, where we develop centres of excellence. And the centres of excellence model, you know, the results from the cancer programmes are exceptional. You know, and we all remember when they were introduced and there was a bit of, you know, fight back against closing some of the peripheral units and centralizing services. But yet the results have come through and, you know, the general public are in general happy with the service, you know. And I think maybe we might need to look at a model along that rather than the model we have with mental health, which is a very distributed model where we, you know, where staff are in very small teams in areas around the country. And as was identified in the report yesterday, that creates systems of postcode lotteries. So depending on what geographical area you live in, it can often depend on what services are available to you.
I know, but are you forgetting the over a decade long political wrangling and arguments over resources that went into the retrenching of cancer services to areas of excellence?
Oh, I mean, I'm not saying it didn't happen without some, you know, contest and some fight, but I mean, the proof of the pudding is in the eating, and the overall results, you know, have been excellent. You know, we do need to look at alternative models of service delivery, because the service delivery models that we have, as was demonstrated by yesterday's report, are not working.
So is that to acknowledge that it is just going to be impossible to recruit and retain the number of people that we want to operate the services in the areas that it currently exists?
Well, I mean, as I say, we haven't been, you know, We need to do something. I suppose what I'm trying to say is we need to do something different, because what we are doing has not worked, you know, and it's evident that there are huge gaps in the service, specifically in CAMHS. We know that there's somewhere in the region of 1,000 unfilled consultants posts across the country. And we know that in psychiatry, it has the biggest deficit of unfilled consultant posts. So what we are doing, there is a deficit in the service and how we are trying to recruit, how we are trying to retain people in our service. And, you know, as the report yesterday said, and as Susan Finnerty said, you know, we need to look at alternative care deliveries and look at a way that maybe the system that we are trying to do, that we've been doing for 17 years, is not necessarily working.
It is kind of unimaginable that in 2023 you would still be operating with paper records in this area and that people's records weren't able to follow them around the country digitally. Is that an impediment to a proper service as identified in this report?
Oh, yeah, 100%. And as I always say to anybody, if you offered me one innovation in the service, one innovation in the overall health service in this country that would produce incredible improvements on a very short time scale, it would be to develop a proper information tracking system. You could go into a hospital in 1890 and you go into a hospital today and basically how your information is recorded is roughly the exact same. It is largely paper-based charts that have to be filed. We track patients and appointments for patients through a paper-based system, which, as we know, and you know, we have excellent staff within our health service, and our staff, as the report said yesterday, are, you know, working beyond their hours. We have problems of burnout, but the problem is if you come to an appointment and you leave my room and I forget to write your name down in a book because I've had to answer a call or I've had to answer a bleep or something, you might not be offered another appointment. You know, we don't have that safeguard compared to if you have a computer-based, you know, appointment system that will put up a flag and say, you know, you just saw John Smith, you know, you haven't offered him an appointment, are you discharging him or are you not discharging him? You know, there are systems out there. General practice uses computerized systems for appointments and record keeping. And it is shocking that we don't have this. And especially where we're trying to run a mental health service that is, as I said, a very distributed service where it's being conducted over multiple sites, in primary care centres, in community centres, you know, you've staff having to carry charts and cards with them from one site to another site, and the chances of information, you know, getting lost is you know, and there being a disconnect.
Getting left down on a shelf in the best will of the world or on a table somewhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
And the same patient might be attending two or three different places and, you know, the same bits of paper have to follow them. So absolutely, we do need to have an integrated IT system.
One of a number of different things that need to be addressed. Matt Sadler, consultant psychiatrist and chair of the IMO Consultant Committee. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.